Hi there, it's Anissa from the Ladies Meeting up here in Whistler, British Columbia. Spring is in the air and everything is melting, and it's so awesome to be talking to our host of tonight's podcast, Marcy Schachter, and you're in Texas, right?
Dallas, Texas. Ooh, got my cowboy boots on.
Yeah, I love your new hairdo as well. That's awesome. We cooked together the other night, so thank you very much for having me over to your home. Very cool heritage.
That was fun.
And tonight we're talking about hormones and your adrenal glands. So I've been told that those are affected by coffee, but you can tell me more about them. And you also have a special guest that you're bringing on as well. So if you haven't heard the last three podcasts that we've done, and we'll be doing another couple more after this is a series, then go back and check them out. And you can also subscribe to any other upcoming podcasts by hitting subscribe on Anchor, or you can listen on your favorite iTunes, CarPlay, Spotify. We're on all of those. And as well, you can find out about new podcasts and events coming up at theladiesmeeting.com/live-events, or just click live events on the page. Marcy, take it away.
Thank you, Anissa. And I've got Judy and Marilyn here with me in Dallas tonight. So
hi, I'm Dallas. Hi.
They might have a few things to talk about with regard to adrenals and their experience with hormones and the issues around that. So as this whole series has been going, we've been looking at different areas that are affected by the hormones. And I think one of the most significant ones for women is adrenals. We seem to be, all of us, taking on a lot of stuff, you know, stress, families, looking after kids, jobs, you know, balancing all those balls in the air has a toll on our body. And most importantly, affects the adrenals. So about a week ago, and I'm going to hit share screen to play the video. I interviewed Dr. Natalie Beauchamp. Because she lives in Ottawa, she's on a different time zone, and she goes to bed early to ensure that she's bulletproof, because one of the things that's super important, she told me this, is sleep.
Absolutely.
Who knew?
What time is it there? We're on 6 p.m. here on the West Coast. What time is it there?
It's 8 p.m. here, and it's 9 p.m. where she is. Gotcha. And she's in bed by now. So I had to interview her. Yeah. But so Dr. Natalie Beauchamp came out to Vancouver not too long ago. She wrote a book that a bunch of us here bought called Hack Your Health. And she's a doctor of chiropractic and functional medicine based in Ottawa, Canada. She's also a natural health practitioner, wellness consultant, an international lecturer, and a radio and TV personality. She's the author and has recently released her second book, Hack Your Health Habits: Simple, Action-Driven, Natural Solutions for People on the Go. Well, that sounds like a lot of us. She's also the creator of an online coaching program titled Hack Your Health Habits Academy. And she's offered to share her hormone series with all of the women here who sign up, put their emails in. We can send them her own hormone health series free of charge. So that's a really cool thing that she's
awesome.
Throwing out there.
Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie is amazing. So her mission is to educate, lead, and empower people to live their best lives. And obviously that starts with having the best possible health we can have. So I'm going to share my screen just to give you a little taste of, where are we here? Oh, can I share it? Or do you have to share it? I wonder if this will work.
Oh.
I'm looking. Can I share it or no? Maybe pause for a moment. Let's see if we can do this.
Okay, one sec.
Pause the recording. So back to sharing my screen here. This is Dr. Natalie's website.
Can you put it full screen? Can you cover cover your whole screen?
Oh yeah, you don't want to see my backdrop. I'm so sorry. Okay. I, of course, I don't want you to see all that stuff. My messy world. There we go. Can you see now? Everything there?
Perfect.
So Hack Your Hormones program, this is the one that we can share with all the ladies. You can watch it later and subscribe to her program for $49.97 if you really want to take this on. And I think she's one of the very best functional medicine doctors in Canada. She has one of the largest practices. She's in demand. So there's a lot of things that we don't know about hormones. So I think her video that I'm going to share right now we'll get the ball rolling, and then we'll come back and talk a little further.
So, and are we able to play this video again later if people want to?
Yeah, I can share it.
Awesome. Yeah. Good evening, everyone. This is Marcy Schachter here in Vancouver with our Hormone Health series. And I'm very excited tonight to have a very special guest from Ottawa, on the other side of the country. And this is Dr. Natalie Beauchamp, who's one of, I just met her through a mutual colleague in Evolve Health, Deborah McDonald, who's known her for years and years. And what Deborah tells me is that you're one of the top functional medicine practices in Eastern Canada. And I know you were out here recently in Vancouver for the wellness show and promoting your brand new book.
Yes.
Book in their library. I can't stop reading it. It's fascinating. And I wish I'd had this 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Health habits and simple action-driven natural health solutions for people on the go. Well, that's all of you ladies. So
I think no kidding.
Here with Dr. Natalie. So we're talking today about the adrenal issues related to hormone health, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We are. So thank you for the intro, Marcia. Deb McDonald is a good friend of mine, and I've known her for years, and she's a big fan of what I do. I don't know if I would call myself that, but I'm passionate about health. I'm passionate about helping my patient in my clinic, but also with my book, you know, reaching a wider audience. So we are talking about adrenal health today. So I prepared a few slides because I think visuals are so great to, you know, for people to understand. So I'm just going to quickly share my screen here. Perfect. So I'm going to run through a few slides here explaining. So first of all, for the people that may not know what the adrenals are, there are two little glands sitting at the top of our kidneys. And I'm not going to give you a physiology lesson here, but I think it's anatomy or physiology lesson, but I think it's important for people to understand where they are and what they do. And I put this slide here talking about stress, eustress or distress. And if you're familiar with Dr. Onselli's work, eustress is basically good stress because we do need stress in our life. When we eat the food that is being digested, is stress on our body, but we need that food to be converted into energy. Distress is that negative stress that we don't want. And I love this picture here because one of the ladies is seemingly having a great time and the other one's probably thinking, I can't wait to get out of there. So different perception of stress. So what are the adrenal stressors? And there's such a wide variety, but it could be physical, psychological, or biochemical stressors. So too much caffeine, negative attitude, fear, too much sugar, lack of sleep, allergies, leaky gut syndrome, smoking, prescription medication or recreative drugs as well. So all of those things can be adrenal stressors. And I don't know that anyone is protected by all of those stressors because this is what we're bombarded in life, really. So what are the symptoms that someone may experience if they have adrenal fatigue? So a list of things here, and there's even more than that, but these are the main symptoms that I will see with people. So excessive perspiration from not, you know, being too active, and oftentimes it's confused with premenopause and menopause, and I think that's why we need to bring this symptom up. Dark circle under the eyes, craving for salt, waking up during the night, and oftentimes between 2 or 4. So I hear often from patients, I fall asleep okay, but at 2 o'clock I'm good to go. Low blood sugar, weight gain around the midline, muscle twitches, lack of sex drive, lightheadedness or dizziness, poor concentration, even chronic recurrent infection. So those can be signs of adrenal fatigue. And why is it a big deal? And again, I know I'm flashing a very complex card or slide here, but what I want to point out here is that most of our hormones have as precursor cholesterol, you know, so we're all on the bandwagon for the last probably decade of low fat, but we need fat for our hormones, and the adrenal hormones are one of those. So look at the arrows here. So cholesterol is needed for progesterone, it's needed for DHEA, it's needed for testosterone and estrogen. And why am I bringing this with an adrenal talk here is because cortisol, which we'll talk about, can literally steal building blocks from the other hormones. So when a woman has, overall hormonal issue, we need to first address the adrenals because they might be stealing the building blocks required for the formation of those other hormones. So this is the why we need to pay attention to the adrenals, and it's often overlooked. So adrenals will produce, among other things, cortisol. And I put quickly here a chart of our cortisol. So in the morning when we get up and we're excited and refreshed and we're bouncing out of bed, our cortisol is where it should be higher. And as the day progresses, it goes down. And melatonin, which people will know for a sleep hormone, is exactly the reverse of this. So there are three phases of adrenal fatigue. I'll go quickly. I think the point here is to understand there's three phases. So the first phase is the alarm phase. This is when the body's saying, okay, you're pushing me here. I need to reset and adapt to a few things. And as a consequence, the cortisol will really shoot high in the morning. So that's stage one. In stage two of adrenal fatigue, the body is really trying to put up a resistance, and the cortisol will shoot in the morning but will really dip around lunchtime. And this is when people crash after lunch, let alone eating a meal that maybe is too high in sugar, they're going to crash. And then in stage two of adrenal fatigue, then the cortisol won't even spike in the morning. And this is when, you keep hitting the snooze button and you can't get out of bed. You're just, too exhausted to move, and then again it dips. It's still gonna raise itself in the morning, but not where it should be, and then it's gonna go all the way down. And the third phase, which is the adrenal fatigue, and I love this slide here, it's you're tapped out, and you can see how the cortisol are all flat lining kind of thing. So I think it's important that people realize that those stages, and hopefully don't let things get to phase three. So because the name of my book is Hack Your Health Habits, I thought I would give three hacks that are super duper important when it comes to hacking your adrenals. And I know this one is kind of cliche, decrease your stress. We know that, but just a reminder of how important it is to do that. So we're talking physical stress. So making sure that you're getting enough sleep, making sure that you're getting enough water, because the adrenals are also connected with the kidney and so forth. So you don't want to be dehydrated. The chemical stressors are the sugar, all the chemicals that we can possibly consume. And the emotional stressors, well, I think we know that those things in our lives that don't bring us joy. And I always, remind myself oftentimes to go over what I call the not to-do list. Things in my life that I don't know how they creeped up there, but not bringing me joy, satisfaction, and how can I unload my plate? Because unfortunately, we keep adding to our plate, but we don't seem to be removing things. And at some point, you sit down and say, holy moly, how did this all happen? So making sure that your cognition of what is stressing you out, and from a physical point of view, really making sure that you have some downtime in the evening, that you're not on your phone and just reading negative information and so forth. So hacking your stress is the number one thing. Hack number two, I would say, if you're thinking that you have some adrenal issues, you can get tested. There are some great tests out there, like the Dutch test, which is an acronym from dry urine test for comprehensive hormone. What I like about this test is it measures the metabolites. The metabolites are the down products, if you want, of your hormone. So you can see how your body is using your hormone. It tells you a lot to if you're detoxifying those hormones as well. So I think it's really important. You can do saliva tests as well. But those are being tested in the morning, at lunch, in the evening, and before you go to bed. So we're measuring those cortisol levels. So that's a great hack for people to do if they want to find out more. And hack number three, I always say to people, food first, food first, food first. I'm not a big fan of supplements just to supplement a bad diet. We do have to put energy into eating properly, the color of the rainbow, tons of greens, moderate amount of good fats, and moderate amount of protein. And cutting the sugar. But if you are in phase one or two or three and you need some support, there are specific supplements that you can take. So first of all, B complex. B has been known to help with stress overall. Vitamin C, which is also a great antioxidant. Magnesium, it is said that 2/3 of Canadians are deficient in magnesium, so that's a pretty big stat. Zinc and vitamin D. Vitamin D, Marcy, you are on the West Coast. You are getting more sun than me in Ottawa, but we're still fairly deficient. So getting your vitamin D level tested, I think, is super duper important. And then there are some herbs that are some botanicals like rhodiola, suma, schisandra berry, and ashwagandha roots that are there to help you. I mean, if you work with a functional medicine practitioner, a naturopath, they are able to guide you of which of those herbs can be more helpful for you if you are in different phases. So overall strategy, to recap, to balance the autonomic nervous system and decrease adrenal stress, get adjusted. I am by trade a chiropractor, and when I talk about stress, a lot of time people don't realize that there's two parts to our autonomic nervous system. The sympathetic, which is our fight or flight. So imagine a tiger running after you. You're going to grab your purse and your legs and you're going to go. And that parasympathetic aspect is the rest and digest. So we need both at different times, but we can't be in overdrive or what is called sympathetic dominance. So getting adjusted helps balance those two aspects of your nervous system, and chiropractors are great to help with that. Getting enough sleep, I've mentioned you can't bank on your sleep and go sleepless for too many nights. Exercise, but don't exercise too much. A lot of women especially seem to be pushing themselves too hard, you know, having a goal of running a marathon or pushing to extreme. And if their adrenals are tired, you know, maybe walking and yoga are more appropriate. So there's a time and a place to push ourselves, but we have to be aware of that. Meditation and breathing work, of course. Also, as I mentioned, eating wholesome food, fermented food, having the color of the rainbow in terms of the fruits and vegetables. Massage, acupuncture, tapping, reflexology, yoga, all of those things are, you know, modalities that can really help you. And as I mentioned as well, the supplements, the nutraceutical and the botanical that are adaptogen. So those herbs are not there to replace anything, but they're there to help us balance these things. And here what I put, Marcy, just to gift your listener, I gave a talk at a woman's event. It was 500 businesswomen in a room. What a powerful feeling it was to be on stage. It was just awesome. And I gave these women access to my Hack Your Hormone e-course, where I talk about adrenal, thyroid, sex hormone, and glucose, insulin as well, and how it can help you know, balancing all of our hormones if we address that. So I'd like to give your listeners this. So the URL link is there. If you go on there, you just need to enter your name. You'll get access. There's 5 or 6 videos. I also put tons of information on nutrition and so forth. So I think it might be of great value to the people listening. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. So I went pretty quickly, but I wanted to give an overview of things. So Marcy, I'm not sure if you have any questions to bring
to the table. Maybe one or two just quickly, because I don't know how many people understand about the adrenal fatigue symptoms that you described are all what I had for years and years. And even the waking up at between 2 and 4 in the morning, like I just learned that one today, that's mm-hmm. my symptoms. So, you know, when people correct their diet, like you say, cutting out sugar and things like that, there are some foods that people could be focusing on if they are in a state of adrenal fatigue or...
Well, it's funny that you say that, because of all the other conditions, there are more specific foods, but for the adrenals, I would just say phytonutrients, which is all of the color of the rainbow, fruits and vegetables. Some of the herbs, I guess you could integrate in your diet. You could do turmeric, you could do ginger. All of those help to decrease inflammation overall. But to say that there's, you know, the foods that are high in vitamin B's, perhaps, and vitamin C's, as we talked about, and magnesium, so that's your green leafy vegetables kind of stuff. So per se, I would say those vitamins, but it's not, I think rest is probably your, you know, of course food is important, but it's the lack of sleep and going on empty for a long time. And we do have men that suffer from adrenal fatigue, but I can tell you it's affecting women a lot more, a lot more. So I think it's having that awareness in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s, because when the adrenals are tapped out as we approach menopause, where our reproductive organs are you know, tapering down, producing that progesterone and estrogen, the adrenals have to kick in. So if they're already tapped out, welcome to menopause. You're not going to have a good time because those symptoms are going to be worse. So I think the awareness here is to nurture your adrenals in your 30s and 40s so you don't get hit, you know, with menopausal symptoms like it's going out of style. Because I see it day in and day out. And like I said, oftentimes the adrenal symptoms will mimic hot flashes. And they're not really truly hot flashes. It's just that your adrenals are running high and your glucose is dipping and it's waking you up at night and so forth. So.
Right. And I've heard that the 8 hours of sleep, it's not 8 hours like starting at 2 a.m, it's 8 hours before midnight.
yeah. Having, and I know people that do shift work. Oh my goodness, they have such a hard time, you know, even keeping an ideal weight because their circadian rhythm is all over. They're, you know, they don't know when they should have breakfast or lunch. And that lack of sleep can really literally take years out of somebody's life. So I think it's important to have that routine at night where, you know, you're shutting down from your electronics, you're decompressing, maybe it's having a herbal tea, it's maybe doing your meditation, and just having that quiet down, tapering down time, I think is very crucial for sleep.
Yeah, and with moms, busy moms working, it's probably not so easy to shut her down.
No, exactly. And I think it's coming, it's getting better because, you know, I would just go back 4 or 5 years ago. It was almost like a badge of honor to be busy and running on fumes and, oh, I'm busy, I'm go, go, go. Now, you know, I think with, you know, the integration of yoga and workplace health and all of that stuff. So I think it's coming. I mean, we have a lot of work to do still. And it's a constant thing that we need to do to kind of say, whoa, 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 I'm a little bit too busy right now. Let's slow down. So it's a constant process to make sure, as I was saying earlier, you don't just keep adding to your plate. But the awareness is getting there. So I think we're on the right track. We just have to remind ourselves sometime, or remind ourselves, but between us women or even family, and just say, you know, and not take it personally too. Just say, you know, you're right, as opposed to get offended if somebody's telling us, you know, I'm worried for you, you're doing too much. You know, listen to people.
Okay. So I think I'm pretty happy that we've got a great start at this discussion, and we're going to have some people joining us on the call when we complete this recording next Wednesday. And thank you so much, Natalie, for coming out to get on this call with our lovely ladies. And I'm going to send them the link so they can get more informed. And you have yourself a great day in Ottawa, and I hope the sun comes out.
Yes, hopefully at some point it will. Thanks, Marcy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was great. That was
great. She's amazing.
Well, it's
really amazing.
I think how many times do we hear our friends saying, oh, I've just got a hot flash? And I think often it is always a sign of something that more. But I think that listening to the women that we had on the previous podcast of not everybody had them, not everybody had a hard time through menopause. And I think that's something people need to hear, because I've been worried about it. It's like, to me, it was always just a given that menopause is going to be hard, that there was nothing, I didn't realize there was something that I could do. I didn't realize I can, and now I know I'm actually doing a lot of the right things. I grow sprouts. I have fresh kale in the fridge all the time. I'm having green smoothies all the time. I'm always putting extra vitamin C in. I have a powdered vitamin C. I found myself, because I live in Whistler, everybody's passing colds around. So I went and, instead of getting the little packets with all the sugar in it, I went and spent $50 and got a big tub of just pure vitamin C. Like, you don't have to have everything packaged and with sugar, and keeping it really simple. And and up here, especially vitamin D is really important. Making sure that, because I work underground, so I always make sure I've got enough vitamin D. So it's kind of nice to hear that I'm doing some things right, but there's so much more that needs to be done as well.
Absolutely. And you know, she didn't get into depth about some of the solutions, and we have a few minutes, so I'm going to share some of what I researched for myself, because she did talk about how doctors often, that's the tests that come back that say your thyroid's fine or that your adrenals are fine. The doctors don't recognize oftentimes that adrenal fatigue is a real thing. And the one big reason that she may or may not have said here is that when your stress response gets all messed up, it affects so much of your biology that it's actually hard to identify adrenal fatigue, and even harder for doctors, medical doctors, to study it, because they're not in your life. They don't know all that. So there are tests that you can do, like that Dutch test, for example. There's all different types of things. And we should notice some of the things that sometimes we'll ignore them, you know, like somebody who says, I'm on the edge, I've got mood swings going on, I'm feeling kind of depressed, I'm gaining some weight, I got that brain fog, you know. Those are kind of early symptoms, feeling tired all the time, struggling to wake up in the morning. We think they're kind of normal. We've kind of normalized these things. You know, well, I have a stressful job. Well, you know, I went to bed late. And I think those are what she's trying to point out, is that if we really understand that this body is the only one we've got, we have to protect it. We have to make it bulletproof, you know? And so understanding what the symptoms are and doing things before they get bad, long before they get bad. And that's what I wish I had known, you know? You might also notice the symptoms, you know, body aches, things like that. They're kind of general. And that's one of the challenges also. Imbalanced hormones affect your entire body. So it's really hard to pin down that it is in fact just the adrenals. So getting your adrenal glands back to optimal means that your cortisol levels are regulated, and this is how you're going to hack stress.
Well, and I think she gave us the type of tests to ask for is really helpful.
She said something about the Dutch test, and on her that video series, there'll be lots of information about that as well. But, you know, I've heard people that I know that I never heard of these diseases. I don't know if you have. Addison's disease, Hashimoto's disease. I'm reading about this thing they're calling pituitary issues. You know, they're all connected to the not the immune, the adrenal system. So if we understand what those things are and how they affect us, there are things you can do. Like in the solution category, I looked up, you know, starting with healthy diet. So yeah, we all love our coffee, but how much coffee? How much do we really need? And if there's a substitute, then I can enjoy my morning cup of coffee like you do. But I can also do something like a green tea extract in my lemon fuel.
Or I just came back with some chaga mushroom coffee. So it's an alternative. Yeah. I have, I'm going to grab my two alternatives.
Okay. Share them with us.
Yeah, caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free. You can have lots of things that are caffeine-free. But if you want that morning coffee drink, you know, you can have a mushroom type of coffee. It's not bad. I mean, I've had them. They're not as good as, like, you know, your killer.
I'm going to give a plug for Harmonic Arts, which are actually from Courtney, BC. And they make a lot of different coffee alternate, like tea, really interesting teas. They actually make a female blend. It's called the, I can't remember. I almost bought it and I was like, oh, I'll just wait. But it's like Lady Tea blend for that time of the month. But the products in there were just, I had to pick. And I was like, I'd rather, right now I need to work on drinking less coffee. So I picked the Chaga Fine Grind, wildly harvested from Harmonic Arts. And it's just got the chaga mushroom in it, which, I mean, you have to, you can brew this multiple times too, which a lot of people don't realize. So it's a little bit more expensive, but you can sit and pour hot water over that all day. And then the other one I have that I can get, I think I get this at Nestor's in Whistler, and it's a kava instant coffee, and it's beetroot, rye, chicory, and sugar beets. Barley, rye, chicory root, and sugar beets. And I actually really like this one too. It's really dark. And then if you can make these, if you like bulletproof coffee, then instead of the coffee, you can still do the coconut milk and the aged
ghee is nice in coffee.
The oil. Yeah. So it's a matter of finding alternatives. So maybe that you get back to one cup of coffee a day. Because to me, it's not necessarily the coffee. I'm not addicted to coffee. I love that moment of having my coffee. I love the time of grinding it, putting it in the machine, foaming the milk. To me, that's kind of like my little meditation time as well.
Yeah. Or I think that as long as we understand, you know, we're not overdoing anything, like overdoing sugar is bad too, but a little sugar is not going to hurt you. Body actually needs some. This is the one I think I gave you last week, the fuel that I drink in the afternoon. It's got lemon, it's pure lemon, green tea extract, and it's got a patented ingredient that helps your cellular energy, the ATP in our cells that are in our mitochondria that actually give us the fuel to get through our day. And what I find is it just kind of gives me a gentle lift. It doesn't, you know, spike me. It doesn't give me the jitters like a coffee will in the afternoon. So this I can have hot or cold, and I love it with a little cinnamon. So it's really
cool. I wish I'd known that because I had it cold.
I might have said that, but it was so much going on. We were cooking. But yeah, there's lots of different things we can share amongst the women in this community that, you know, meditation, yoga, tapping. You know, what are some of the things that you've done to lower stress?
And tapping. I just love tapping.
Marilyn, tell us about tapping. What is that about?
It's just, it's like a meditation, like acupuncture. So you kind of like tap and tap and tap. Like I'm really not so sure why it works, but it kind of like, it just, and you're like, a lot of times I will tap for gratitude, to be happy that I was able to wake up and I'm here, and just to be thankful. And it's just an overwhelming feeling. And it's also kind of like a manifestation. Like if you're tapping for something that you're stressful about, and it kind of like you go into, like, I know they say you shouldn't talk about negativity first, but you get rid of the negativity and bring in the positive. So I had a hard time with that because it's always like you never talk about the negativity, but this is you have an intention. You bring the intention aboard and you just, it's just very overwhelmingly soothing at the end. I'll be driving sometimes and I'll be stressed and I'll just automatically start tapping, and I'm looking at the people next to me and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, do they think I'm crazy? But I'll just start, you know, and they call it the monkey. Like,
it's not like grounding yourself.
It is.
And well, you just want to stay awake when I'm driving.
I've done it here.
You know, I do it here. And sometimes I'll just think about it. Mm. Like, I'll think about what I'm doing and the tapping. But there's something about the tapping that is related to...
I've looked it up, and it says, tapping is a combination of ancient Chinese acupressure and modern psychology that works to physically alter your brain, energy system, and body all at once. The practice consists of tapping your fingers consistently, but it's you're supposed to be using specific meridian points, and you can also use it to connect or disconnect from traumatic emotion as well. And then maybe that's a little bit like EMR, where you're using light as well, because I have heard of tapping for anxiety, but also I've just listened to someone talk about tapping to remember. So using a tap, for example, to create a memory, to always check for your keys before you leave somewhere. There's a way to tap and use the body and the brain together to alter emotions or memory, or, you know, to bring things up when you need to, or to let things go when you need to as well.
Yeah, excellent.
I love tapping.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. Well, the other one I love, my friend for one Christmas bought me these two little rubber balls. They were kind of on a string. I suppose you could do it with tennis balls. But she told me, just put them right at the base of your skull. And when I'm having a particularly, you know, overwhelming kind of busy day, I will go lay down on my little magnetic pillow, which is aligned from my neck to get proper support. And that's important too, because I never slept well until I had that pillow, because it was ergonomic. It sets you up for the right positioning for your neck. But then putting those two balls, you got the same idea. The Kenko Creator, I love that tool.
Maybe that's like my for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow. So I used that for years and years for de-stressing. That's a beautiful, everybody should have one of those.
Oh, wow.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's amazing on the bottom of your hips as well. If you need to straighten out some hip problems and get really deep into the fascia on the hips. And if you've got someone else to do it for you, even better, but I don't.
So even better. But behind the neck, there's two points right at the back. If you're laying down, honest to God, it's like, I don't know, it's just like you go into a zone very quickly. Try it sometime.
Actually, I have, because I've got damage to, I have a vestibular nerve problem. You'll see my glasses are funny because they've got prisms in them to help me focus. But I've actually had injections here, because this is actually right here connected to your optical nerve. So that might be good too, because I'm doing everything here. And he shot in an injection here, and it shot right up to here. So this is all connected. Again, that's where the tapping would be helpful as well.
Yeah. You know, I also like what she said about finding your joy and learning what to say no to. The more I say no, the calmer I am. And I used to feel the opposite. I felt like I had to say yes to everybody. Oh, you want something from me? Oh, yeah. And now it's like, you know, I'm protecting myself a little bit. I'm still generous. I'm still going to give my time where I can. But if I need alone time, I'm going to take it. I'm not going to feel guilty. If I get invited to a party and I just know this is not the night to go out there and be social and be the networking queen, I'm just going to be quiet, you know? So it's like taking those times out. Yeah,
and I would challenge women to say no more, but then don't, like you said, don't feel guilty. I was actually talking to Jocelyn DeVisser. Because I had called her. I said, hey, I'm in Deep Cove. Can we have a glass of wine? And she's like, no, I'm busy. I've just got, everyone's left the house. I've got time to do my recordings right now. She's doing some of her coursework that she's teaching. And she's like, no, I can't. And I can see that she really wanted to come. And then the next time I was like, it's okay. Like, hey, I'm dropping. I didn't make a plan. I didn't schedule this. I just happened to be in your neck of the woods. And instead I went off and I stuck my feet up at the end of the dock, watched the moon come up, and it was an amazing experience for me. And the next time I see her, she's still apologizing. And I was like, you don't need to apologize. I was wanting to actually tell her how proud I was of her for just saying, no, I haven't got time right now. I'm staying on track. I'm achieving my goals. And don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty at all.
Yeah, I agree.
And just own it.
The funny thing is years ago, I remember my kids saying to me, Mom, it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
Just because I ask you to do something, it doesn't mean that you have to say yes. Mm-hmm. That was an eye-opener for me. Mm-hmm. And especially going through a lot of stress and a lot of things, for them to actually say that. So I remember that. I think about that all the time.
Well, I think a lot of us who have kids are used to just volunteering, and you're like, put the hand down. Stop volunteering.
Just feeling just obligated, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember when my sister had her kids going to school, and she had all these moms that were saying, hey, you should join the pack, you know, and Paula was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I've seen what it's doing to some of the women. I'm not going to do that. I got enough on my plate. Yeah. And my husband,
I had a woman in today on the school pack, and she was doing a fundraiser, and I'm like, oh, I remember the day where I didn't know how to do this.
Right. And I've seen women who have said yes too much, and I don't know. It's like there's times when you really just got to pack and take care of you. So, you know, wrapping up, because we're at almost 6:40 here, I think this conversation can continue online, and if people want to reach out to Dr. Natalie, if you have specific questions, I'll post the website. Oh, it said internet connection went away. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still Anissa? Here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. So we can, anybody wants to ask her a question, and I would love to bring her back to Vancouver at some point and maybe do a full-on workshop, like a women's day. You know, I'm going to talk to her about this when I see her in Dallas, because there's so many women that could benefit from the kind of knowledge she shared in just a couple of hours one day, and you know, her website as well. But
we are
just
putting together
so much,
events, yeah. So maybe there's something we can collaborate on and put it all together.
That would be cool. All right, well, I think we should part with everybody getting a good night.
Good night.
Well, my problem is done. Yeah, I know.
All right, have fun. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah.